Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Season 1, Episode 1 of The Curtis Ashmore Show, with me, your host, Curtis Ashmore. Now, this podcast might be somewhat different than the podcast you're typically used to, than the fact that, yes, this is in the category of comedy, there is no set category for this podcast. And that I mean, time and time again, I've tried to make a podcast, and there's so many different categories, as in, like, arts or literature or something, that I couldn't keep myself confined to just one category. I kept wanting to branch out. So I decided to make a podcast dealing with everything. And that's what this podcast will be about. It will be about everything, and I mean everything, from people's stories, to movie reviews, to news, to technology, to what's going on in the world, to personal events, to my personal events, keeping myself connected with you guys, and keeping you guys connected with me, and connected with each other. This podcast will be going on every week. Once a week, we'll be updated, and with a new podcast. There will be guests on the show, and several different people coming on and sharing different events or different things that they're going through. There will be tons and tons of different topics and situations that we'll be discussing together. This will be happening weekly. This will be starting on Mondays. Not this Monday, but next Monday will be the next podcast coming out. This podcast is coming out, yes, early. I understand that. But I wanted to get this out there first and give me a little bit time to prepare for next week's episode. So next week's episode will not be happening in 2 days, but a week from Monday. A week from Monday will be Season 1, Episode 2 of The Curtis Ashmore Show. Now, let's get started with this show. This show is mainly about the introduction. The introduction to the podcast, how it's set up, everything that we'll be doing. That's what this show is made for and to be discussed about. As far as the title will be telling you the main purpose of the podcast. For instance, this podcast is titled Introduction, will be titled Introduction, as in that's the main purpose of this podcast. Maybe some podcast will be titled Movie Review, as in that podcast is dubbed specifically for movie reviews, or another one will be have a title of a story that I have been sent or someone has sent me, and the podcast will be built and featured around that story. And as far as the stories that I receive and the stories that I get, all depends on you, the audience. Now, I have an email set up, which is curtismashmore@gmail.com. curtismashmore@gmail.com. This email, you guys can take, if you wish to, you don't have to, you can take and you can email me movies for us to discuss and for me to talk about, me and my guests to talk about. There will be, you can send stories for us to talk about, as in personal stories that you have gone through, your friends have gone through, or interesting stories you've learned throughout the years, or something someone else has told you, or a news story you have learned, and we can talk about it on the show, and we'll branch off, and there'll be so many different ideas coming this way and this way just from that story. Hobbies that you guys enjoy that you like doing, or things going on in your personal life, or you want a shout out to someone, just you send that to me into the email. You will send your name and the town and state that you're in, or just the state if you want to, because I want to give a nice shout out to the person who sent it in. So it'd be nice to give a general location of that. But if you want to remain anonymous, you can send anything that you want in. And just request that you stay anonymous. None of your personal information, as in none of your email addresses, none of that will be given out at all. It's just in the email. I read it, and then I'll send you a thank you for contacting me and your interest in the show, and that'll be it. Your personal information will not be shared. As far as movies are concerned, you can send in movies, and we'll sit here and we'll talk about movies. The ratings the movies got, or the reviews the movies got, and I'll get all this, I'll search the web, and other colleagues of mine, and we'll find out other people's reviews, their ratings that they gave the movie, and then we'll give our own ratings and reviews of the movie. Some days I'll make a movie review myself, or I'll have a guest come on the show and make a movie review of a movie. You guys can also send me movie reviews. In order to do this, email me the movie title, and then underneath that, just type up your review, and I will read your review on the show and make sure I'll give you credit. No matter who emails me what, no matter what I get, I will always acknowledge that person for their contribution to the show, unless that person wishes to remain anonymous, and then I'll just say this was given by anonymous. But I'll always acknowledge my audience for their contribution to the show. Also, you guys can send anything that you want through comments, but I do not recommend giving movie reviews for comments, but you can give topic reviews or movies to discuss through my comments, and I'll do it that way, and I'll acknowledge you also, and I'll say that this was from my comments and not the email, and I'll do it that way. So that's a little bit about that. And then we'll also be having guests on the show, friends of mine, colleagues of mine, and other people who have specific fields like artists or musicians. We'll have them on the show, and we'll talk about what they do and certain topics that they feel like they're talking about or something that I was emailed, and we'll both discuss it. So there's a little bit more variety in the reviews and discussion topics that we get. Every time a guest comes onto the show, before we do anything, there is a guest questionnaire that is the Inside the Actor Studio questionnaire that I have taken, and we will give these questions to our guests. And since this is the introduction episode, the pilot episode, if you will, for the podcast, I figured that I would do the questionnaire myself, just so you guys can get a little bit of feel about who I am and what I'm like and things like that. Well, first off, you know my name is Curtis Ashmore. This is the Curtis Ashmore Show. I am your host. Every week you will be hearing from me and other guests. But here we go with the questionnaire. We're just going to run through this really quick. Maybe branch off a little bit. And we'll have a little bit of fun with this. And also, if one of you guys takes these questions, you can answer them yourselves. And you can email me your answers, and I will put your answers on the show as well. You can stay anonymous, or you can give your name, and I'll put your answers on the show. Every now and then, I'll do a full question episode with me giving you guys questions and your answers. But as far as me, here we go. Question one: what is your favorite word? My favorite word. Probably pudding, but I don't say it as pudding. I say puddin'. I don't know why. I've always said puddin'. Because when I was little, I used to... when I was younger, a few years back, and a little bit younger than that, whenever someone was grumpy or something, I'd always be like... I go up to him with like the straightest face possible, and I'd be like, puddin'. And as soon as I said pudding, they'd just smile and laugh, because I'm the type of person who always likes making people laugh and smile, and I'm really all for that. And when I was younger, it was just amazing for me seeing people smile because of what I said. And it was an amazing feeling. So I'd just be like, puddin', puddin', puddin'. And so puddin' is my favorite word. What is my least favorite word? Now that one's a big toughie, because I'm not really sure if I have a least favorite word, because I'm so diverse in my vocabulary. Oh, okay. I have one. Now, you guys, because I have a lisp, you might not be able to understand me. This word means ridiculous or funny or being silly. It starts with an F, and it's literally the only word that I cannot pronounce. I have a lisp, and it's hard for me to pronounce words, but I can always pronounce a word. But this one, I never can. And this, my least favorite word is facetious. I know that sounds ridiculous, and I'm pretty sure you can figure out what the word is. Again, it starts with an F, and it means silly, or, yeah, just silly, and it's facetious. But I've never liked that word just because I can't say it, And when I was little, I was really self-conscious about my lisp. But not so much anymore. I'm just open with it, and I've accepted it. And it's part of who I am. It's a big part of one of my characteristics. Okay. Question three. What turns you on? Okay, this is pretty simple. I'm not going to get really into detail with it. Biting has always turned me on. What turns you off? What turns me off? I'm not quite sure what turns me off. Probably getting interrupted would probably turn me off. Just getting interrupted in general is probably a big turn off. What is your favorite curse word? My favorite curse word. That's actually pretty, it's changed a lot. Like, it used to be fuck or something, or asshole, or shit. I used to be like, shit all the time, shit. Actually, a friend of mine who is horrible at swearing, she's just awful at swearing, she says like, shit damn it, or shit yeah, and she just doesn't know how to swear at all. Like, her mom told her that she doesn't care if she swears anymore, and she's like, shit yeah. So, yeah. But my favorite curse word is probably bitch. Right now, it's bitch. I'm just like, you bitch. Oh, shut up, you bitch. Like, bitch is my favorite word, curse word right now. What sound or noise do you love? This, I probably have two for. You guys might agree with these, but I'm really in love with cats. I love cats. Cats are my favorite, not my favorite animal. My favorite animal is penguins, but as far as cat or dog person, I'm a cat person. But I love the sound of a cat purring. It's soothing, and it's calm, and it's quiet, and I just really enjoy hearing a cat purr. But the one I like more than that is the sound of a heartbeat. I love listening to heartbeats. They're just soothing. Like, they're both soothing, and there's rhythm to it, and I really like them. What sound or noise do you hate? Okay, what sound or noise do I hate? I'm not quite sure what sound or noise I hate. Oh, okay. The one that gets me the worst is either hearing someone chomp their lips when they're eating. It's I really cannot stand that, and it just drives me crazy. And people in my house do it, and I can't handle it, and it just drives me crazy. Either that, or when someone is sleeping and they get a little bit of phlegm in their throat and they go, nom, nom, when they're sleeping, and when you're trying to sleep and you hear that, it's just like, oh my gosh, I just want to come over there, rip your arms off, and beat you to death with them. It just drives me crazy. What profession, this is question 8, what profession other than your own would you like to attempt? I've always wanted to be a teacher. I'm not actually going to attempt to be a teacher, maybe a substitute teacher one day, but I'm actually in photography. That's the profession I would probably attempt if I wasn't into photography. I'd probably be a teacher because I love teaching people and connecting with people on all sorts of levels. So a teacher is probably the one that I'd choose. What profession would you not like to do? Would I not like to do? Probably a jail warden. I wouldn't want to deal with all the prisoners or something, so probably a jail warden. If heaven exists, what would you like God to say when you arrive at the pearly gates? I'd probably like him to say in like a nice soothing, like Morgan Freeman style tone, like, welcome to your new home. I would probably really like for God to say that. That'd be really nice. I'd feel like, oh, I have a new place to live now. It's so amazing here. But I would really like that. And as far as the recap goes, every Monday, starting next Monday, this show will be coming out. My email is curtismashmore@gmail.com. It will be in the description for you guys to email me things. As far as movie clips, stories, topics, movie reviews, news, politics, technology, new advancements in technology, video games, video game reviews, music reviews, funny things happening in the world. If you want me to bash some person or give some horrible review on someone or a comedic review on something, let me know and I'll do that. You can always leave your name and your state, maybe your town if you want to, so I can acknowledge you and give you credit for your contribution to the show. But if you want to remain anonymous, anonymous, make sure you put anonymous in the email. Your email information will always be, your personal information will always be private and will never be revealed to anyone. But that sums it up for this show just about. I'll see you guys again next week, probably with a movie review episode. So if you guys are looking to send me anything or comment anything, movies and movie reviews, I'll try and do an episode about movie reviews, but I'll probably throw in some other stuff, some like quick stories or some new advancements in the world or something in between the movie reviews, just to have some variety in the show, because that's what I like. I like variety so that we can do everything in the show and just have tons of fun together. But that's probably will be up for next week's episode. Season 1, Episode 2 of the Curtis Ashmore Show, hosted by myself, Curtis Ashmore. I cannot wait for next week for you guys to come and enjoy it with me. But that's it for this week, and stay tuned, and get ready for next Monday, guys. See you later.